even in the harvest and all that, there's this expectation that, ah, I'm going to get to partake of that which I'm hoping for. And it is right that they should partake of it. So again, as I preach in hope of something, that people are going to hear my words. And those that hear me, again, it is right that they should help. If I have sown to you spiritual things, is it a great thing if I shall reap of your carnal things? It's no big deal. It shouldn't be a great thing. Now, in this world, it is a big deal to people because there is this. We got this history. We got money preachers. We got money grubbing preachers. We got preachers that make six-figure salaries. You know, I've never made three digits. Well, I shouldn't say that. I don't believe I've ever cleared four digits in a single year of the ministry. Not much more. I only say four because it's like, yeah, well, I have one sponsor. But as far as like the things I do online, prior to having one person that would support me, a true brother, it's like, you know, here and there, a little here, a little there, almost nothing. You know what I mean? But again, I have not ministered hitherto, and now I labor hard. So in my hard labor, I guess I sort of got a hope in that. I didn't get into it for that. But again, in some way, it's like, if I put my whole heart into this, I'm not going to have much time for other kind of other things. And when you teach, if you take up teaching the scriptures 6-7 hours at a time, there's no remaining time. I mean, like I say, you do 4 or 5 hours a night, and I haven't been able to do that the past week, but we're getting back into it. It takes up a lot of your time. And I love doing it. But it's not for the money that I love doing it. God knows I haven't made much. I don't think I've made any so far, really. And that's not why, you know, the point is, it's good and acceptable. Okay. And I say to those who would be giving to any ministry, it's not a, do not give to a ministry to get. Man, well, if I give to them, I'm going to get back more money, you know. Because that's what people preach. If you give to God, he says, ask, you know, test me, see if I'll pour out a blessing and tenfold. They say, you send me $100, the Lord is going to bless you tenfold. He promised so in his word. Godliness is not gain. But, I mean, meaning gain is not God. I mean, the point of the gospel is to gain in godliness. Yeah, if you sow to me in faith, I guarantee you, if you continue with me, you will gain godliness. I guarantee you, if you give me money, you will have less money. Because you gave me some. You know? You're gonna have less money. So if you can't afford to give it, you probably shouldn't. I don't wanna collect money from poor old widows. Such a thing would be an abomination to me. No, but I look for those who have to share of what they have. Hey, and those of you who are covetous and wealthy, it's like, and you feel like, I don't want to give. Then keep. And let your money perish with you. You know, again. To me, it is about profiting in godliness. We want to profit in the things of God. You support the ministry. Why? Because the ministry is causing you to profit in the things of God. And so you bless the ministry that it may continue. Because I can't continue ministering like this unless I get some support. And I'm already expecting support, actually, and I already have it. So fret not yourself on my behalf. Now listen. If others be partakers, verse 12, if others be partakers of this power over you, authority again, and not are not we rather, I think his point is, are we not rather more, if others are blessing themselves from your carnal things, don't we have a greater right to this? Don't we have a greater claim? Okay? Nevertheless, we have not used this power, but suffer all things, lest we should hinder the gospel of Christ. That's why I'm thankful for having a brother that can support me fully and bless me in that, so that I could go forth not having to think about that. The only reason I never talk about this subject, the only reason I'm talking about it is because Paul's talking about it. And I'm teaching the book of Corinthians. So I would be remiss in misteaching this. I would say, oh no. No, there's a place for giving. Yes. I don't believe in tithing. I don't believe in any, you know, Jesus said, sell all you have and give it. People say, well, how come you Christians don't do that? Well, it's like, the scripture says that, and it says, he that does not take care of his own has denied the faith. If I sold everything I have, my children would be destitute. And we're already on the edge of poverty. So what? Only technically speaking, I count myself a wealthy man. Because everyone in America is wealthy, except for the homeless and the truly destitute. I mean, as far as like, if you have a place to live and you own a television and a car, you're already ahead of a lot of people in this world. You know, if you've got a personal computer, if you're hearing my voice, chances are you're doing pretty good. Maybe not compared to the people you envy. You know what I mean? And I don't seek, you know, those of us, you know, I know in America we got a lot of people that don't have, are just barely getting by. And if you're barely getting by, I don't want your money. I want you to profit in godliness. So there are people who are supporting me so that you might benefit of the gospel without charge, without having to pay for it. Because I don't want the gospel to be hindered by you being stumbled about thinking, no, come get it for free. You know, what does it say? Ho, everyone that thirsteth. I got a song for this one. Come and buy money. I mean, come and buy wine and milk without money and without price. That you may, you know, you don't have to pay for this. It's given for your benefit. Others are sending it to you. See, Paul suffers want of things for the sake of the Corinthians.